This is a download from Newstalk 106 to 108. To download other programmes or for more information, go to newstalk.ie.
Now, rather like the vagina monologues, the hijabi monologues is based on a series of real-life accounts from Muslim women. It premieres in Ireland tonight at the Peacock Theatre, and we're joined in the studio by head writer Sahar Ullah. Good afternoon, Sahar. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
And you're very welcome to Ireland, and I'd like to apologise on behalf of Ireland because of the weather.
It's no problem.
You're from Florida, and this is just like appalling to you.
No, thank you for having me.
You're very well. The idea just came from conversations that you were having when you were at university.
That's correct.
And how did that evolve then into a play?
Well, I was friends with a few colleagues in my department. We were studying Middle Eastern studies, master's students, and we were actually working on a concert. And after we finished putting on the concert, we were just sitting around talking. And my friend Dan Morrison, he is not Muslim. And he used to ask me questions about being Muslim and going to school. And I used to tell him stories. And Zeenat, who is another founder of the project, she doesn't wear hijab. And she used to tell him stories as well. And at a certain point, Dan, you know, jokingly said, you know, we really need a hijabi monologues. And I thought, yeah, that's really funny, Dan. One of your great ideas again. And afterwards, we talked about it, and he said, you know, I don't think you realize how the stories have impacted me and changed my views of the Muslim community. And I tell these stories to people who I don't think would ever interact with other Muslims. And so I started writing. And I was the writer and performer in our group, and Dan was the marketer, and Zeenat was the PR person. And so we fell into our roles, and I started writing. And when I had the first opportunity to tell the stories in a local college classroom, I did. And that was the beginning. And we started getting requests. It spread through word of mouth. Then we created a simple Facebook page, and then people started requesting us from all over the U.S.
And are the stories about being a Muslim woman, but also about in the way people are reacting to you, not a Muslim woman so much, but that they're just reacting to what's on your head?
Mm-hmm. The stories are basically moments in time of a particular person's life. And the particular people that we're showcasing are Muslim women who are visibly Muslim in the American context. They're all American stories. And so sometimes the stories are about her experiences, and sometimes her experiences involve how people react to her. So one of our pieces is called The People You Meet, and it's a collection of different types of people. So yeah, there's the world peace activist who's a feminist and she wants to save you, and she wants to let you know that Mullah Omar can't get you when you're from Florida and you don't really know Mullah Omar. And then there's the the liberal integrationist who think your accent is just simply so wonderful and American, but you happen to be born and raised in America, so why shouldn't it be?
Yeah.
that's one of the pieces in the hijabi monologues, and that's about people who react to you. And then there are other pieces that are about you and your moment in life. And one of our pieces is called My Son's Wedding Feast. And it's about a mother who's in her mid-50s, and she loses her first child in a car accident. And she talks about the moment that she gets the news. And she comes home, and there's police officers waiting for her to break the news to her. And because that event is so traumatic, just hearing the news, she has difficulty recalling what exactly happened thereafter. So that's one of our stories as well. And it doesn't have to do with how people react to you, but more about her life.
Yeah. And as this show has developed, have you changed the stories around and done workshops with people and the like?
Yes, we've actually, our shows, they change as it goes. It's a very organic grassroots project. So I am the head writer, but since 2006, we've collected stories as we've gone from city to city. And now we do national story contests and local story contests. So currently I'm directing a cast of women in New York City, and we held a New York City story contest, and one of the stories won, and we'll be showcasing that story for New York City. And it has a New York City flavor. It's about one of the streets in New York City, and I think New Yorkers will